This is Dr. Masood Shah dictating patient's name is Robert Pfeiffer, P-H-I-F-E-R, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 7/16/1942. Date of service. Mr. Pfeiffer is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He is laying in his bed. He's presently confused. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, denies any abdominal pain, no other complaints. He had blood work done, which did reveal his white count to be elevated at 18.5. Patient has had no fever or chills. His white count was elevated while in the hospital. He otherwise has been doing well, has been eating well, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities no edema. Neurological examination, patient awake and alert, moving all four extremities, pleasantly confused. Impression number one, elevated WBC count. Next history of SVT, next history of rhabdomyolysis, next fall, next dementia, next hyperlipidemia. We plan to discuss the patient about his symptoms. He has been afebrile. His mental status has been the same. No change in mental status. We'll repeat his. Also, we'll get a chest x-ray. If any change in status, we'll send him to the emergency room. We'll encourage him to drink enough fluids, eat better, continue with physical and occupational therapy. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup, period. Next patient. It's Robert Pfeiffer, P-H-I-F-E-R, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 7/16/1942. Date of service is 9/19. And date of service is 9/4/2025. Had a discussion with the patient. Son, about Mr. Pfeiffer's condition, he's being discharged to a assisted living facility. Explained to him that the blood work has not been back. Will await his blood test. discharge, we'll forward a copy of his labs to his primary physicians when available. Explain to him that he had elevated WBC count previously. Also, we'll need further workup. He needs to follow up with his primary care physician as well as a hematologist if it is persistently elevated. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. He will follow up with his primary physician. If he has any other symptoms or questions, he can call us at the office, period. Thank you.